Diversion Audio.
Previously on the Royals of Malibu.
We're gonna go party!
LDD.
Are sober people supposed to go to bars?
This is more of a dry January sober, less of an AA sober.
The state tournament this year is huge. Top teams are the Cove and Coral Canyon, and if we play each other in the finals, it will be historic.
I'm gonna be a mom, Ella. My baby needs married parents. So I did what I had to do, and I don't care who got hurt.
As a spokesperson for the Teenagers Who Don't Care committee, I'd like to ask, what the fuck is going on in our living room?
Brooke is nesting.
Oh, and then Reed lent me his hoodie yesterday, and it smelled like some chick's pricey perfume.
I am super, super happy for you that you were able to keep your shit together, but I'm obviously not.
I'm not holding it together.
What?
I'm falling apart, Elle. I think about you every minute of every day. The only reason why I've been staying out of trouble, focusing on school and sports, not fighting, is because of you. Because I wanted to prove that I can be better for you.
Okay, so recapping. You walked in on him and Brooke. You hate his guts. I hate his guts. You refused to talk to him, and now Brooke is back with Callum and is motherfucking pregnant with Reed's baby? What did I leave out?
Stupid fucking game. Fuck. I'm bored. Being sober is easy until Friday night rolls around.
At least you won't be hungover for Savannah's yoga class tomorrow. And you get to hang out with me while I drown in homework.
How's it going?
Well, I finished 75 physics problems and I'm slowly losing my will to live. Now I'm reading about the Incan Empire.
Maybe repeating junior year would be kind of lit. Class below us is chill.
I don't think repeating a year would look great on my transcript.
Ooh, look at you, worrying about your transcript. Are you entering your college application era?
I think I am. My mom always wanted me to go to college, and now is the time to take it seriously. But I started researching, and it's super overwhelming.
Yeah, I'm jealous Reed has that all figured out now. I mean, Princeton makes you an offer to play water polo. It's a no-brainer.
Princeton? Like, New Jersey?
Yeah. You know, I don't think he wanted me to tell you that.
Why would I care where Reed goes to school next year?
All right, yeah, because you don't care about Reed at all. Oh. Hey, Saf. I'm going to take this in the privacy of my room for obvious reasons. Night owl. Savannah banana.
Do not call me that.
Okay, I won't.
The right circular cylinder has a diameter of 6 and a height of 9. If we want to calculate the straight line distance, let's remember the Euclidean axiom that two points must...
What's the distance between Malibu and Princeton?
The distance between Malibu, California, and Princeton, New Jersey, is 2,778 miles.
Ugh, not far enough.
Sorry, I didn't get that.
So how are you feeling?
I'm good.
What the hell is Dinah doing here?
When is Callum getting back?
He's still at the office. He says he'll be back soon, but who knows with him?
I'll be quick. My lawyer would kill me if she knew I were here.
Oh, you're so fine. I turned off the security system, so this is totally incognito mode.
Oh, it's nice to have a friend in all of this. Did you want to show me something?
Oh, yeah. I think this is going to be huge for you and your team.
What could Brooke possibly have to help Dinah? And if she's so worried about making sure this baby has two parents, why would she work against Callum? I hate to speak ill of the pregnant, but dear God, Brooke goes beyond two-faced. Her face is a fucking tetrahedron. Okay, I think that's enough geometry for one night.
come down onto all fours into cat-cow pose. As we focus on our breath, we set our intention for today's class.
Why did we agree to go to Savannah's yoga class at 6 a.m. on a Saturday? I barely slept last night. Damn, when it stopped texting me.
You need to re-block her.
It's too much effort to be blocking and unblocking and then blocking. 18 times a day? No.
Hey, ladies. I'm trying to get my cat cow on, and I'd rather not listen to your therapy session.
Easton, why are you even here?
No way he'd pass up the opportunity to be in an 105-degree room with every MILF in Malibu.
We breathe in as we arch our back up, and out as we release it down.
Well, first of all, I'm supporting my beautiful, exceptionally flexible girlfriend, and I happen to enjoy yoga. Helps me free my mind.
I think they updated Easton to the new system or something. Not sure they fixed all the bugs.
7 days sober, babe.
And with our hands about shoulder width apart, we push up into downward dog, pedaling the feet back and forth.
It's like, how am I gonna get over her with these 2 a.m. texts? Why does she have to teach hot yoga? Ugh, I'm already so sweaty. I'm sliding down my mat.
Engage your core.
Did you actually talk to Tam last night?
No. But I kind of want to. Maybe we could stay friends.
You burnt her shit on the beach, Val. And had a public meltdown on Instagram.
We bring the right knee between our hands into Warrior One.
Why don't you find someone else to obsess over? To get your mind off Tam?
Mm-mm. I'm not ready for that. I think I need closure.
Valerie, what does Savannah say? Closure just allows toxic people back into your life or something.
Tam isn't toxic. She just made a mistake.
And we come up through our chaturanga up to up dog. Pause here, bringing our focus back to the room and guide our meaningless and rude conversations to an end.
Oh, shit. Sorry, Savannah. Our bad.
You're killing it, babe. You're hot. Flexible.
Two double-double combos, one animal style, and one with strawberry milkshake?
Yep, that's us.
Your total is 2032. So you're telling me that we are doing moon phases now? I already had to memorize my entire birth chart. I don't think I can retain any more astrology.
It's not astrology. You look up the moon's phase on the day you were born, and you do the same for your person. If the two phases make a full moon, then you're soulmates.
Sounds incredibly scientific.
Oh, get over yourself. It's fun.
Have you done it?
What? No, I don't have anyone to do it with.
Ella, come on. You didn't see what Reed's moon looked like?
Oh my god, can you shut the fuck up about Reed already?
Whoa. Ella, I was just kidding.
Sorry. I didn't mean to snap at you. You just caught me off guard. We haven't talked about the whole Reed and Brooke situation since I've been back, and I assume you know what happened.
We don't need to talk about that right now. Tell me more about the moon.
How are you so laid back about this? I mean, your new little brother could be your nephew.
Well, Ella, I know what actually happened because Reed told me. And that is impossible.
Oh my god, Easton, are you serious right now? Reed fucked Brooke.
No, he didn't.
Then why did I walk in on them naked in his room? How do you explain that?
Fuck, Ella. This really isn't my story to tell.
Did you ever consider that Reed might be lying to you about what happened?
Can you please stop talking about this?
Well, I mean, clearly he resents your dad.
He resents Brooke a lot more.
Why are you defending him?
I'm not. You're trying to pick a fight.
I want a straight fucking answer. Easton, from someone in this house. So what happened?
No, no. I'm putting up a boundary. I think it's better for everyone.
A boundary? Don't weaponize your self-help bullshit right now.
Reed isn't the enemy, Ella.
Why can't you just tell me the truth?
Because I don't want you to leave again. I'm scared that if I tell you, you'll leave again. The real story, what happened?
I'm scared that it's going to be a lot for you to handle.
I don't need you to protect me, Easton. I need you to be my friend.
I'm not trying to... Fuck. Ella, if you want to know what happened, ask Reed. That way, if you fuck off to wherever again, it won't be on me. I'm out.
Where are you going? Don't we have to build that stupid changing table?
Not my problem.
Thought it would be nice if Reed, Easton, and I helped set up the baby's nursery. Without Easton as a buffer, I'm stuck in the baby's room with Reed, building his illegitimate child's changing table. My conversation with Easton plays over and over in my head. I wonder if I should confront Reed here about the Brooke situation, about the hoodie, everything.
Ella? What's next?
Unfortunately, he showed up to the nursery wearing the sluttiest thing a man can wear. A white t-shirt and gray sweatpants. And I can't even think straight.
Ella, you with me?
let's see. Step 42. Turn the table on its left side on the floor, rails up. Reed picks the table up like it's nothing and lays it gently on the ground. I never thought I'd say this, but I wish I was a West Elm baby changing table. Slide the top shelf. This one here.
Where do I put this?
Slide the top shelf into the grooves on the front top rail. Yeah, that's perfect. How does he move so effortlessly? And why couldn't Callum pay someone to build this stupid thing so I wasn't stuck staring at Reed's muscles flexing?
Okay, next step.
Let me see.
Are you okay? You look flushed.
Yeah. No, me? I'm good. It's just so hot in here. I mean, is it hot in here right now?
I guess.
Step 43. Attach the right side to the anchors using bolts and barrel nuts. Reed finishes drilling and wipes his face with his t-shirt, exposing his abs, and I... Oh, my God. This is ridiculous. Just talk to him, Ella. Reed, I...
Are you anchoring that into the wall, Reed? I don't want to worry about earthquakes.
I have to go.
Oh, Ella, I wanted your opinion on the glider chair that...
What? Ella, where are you going?
I feel like someone just threw a bucket of cold water on me. How could I let myself be so stupid? I can't believe I almost gave Reed a chance to spin some bullshit fairy tale. That asshole knows exactly what he's doing. What a total sociopath, trying to seduce me while he builds nursery furniture for his soap opera love child. And Brooke waltzing in like she didn't conceive a child with her fiancé's son. Neither of them have an ounce of remorse. They're perfect for each other. I wish them nothing but the absolute worst.
Fifty high school senior girls descend on Mobile, Alabama every summer to compete for a massive cash prize. It isn't Survivor. It's one of America's most lucrative scholarship competitions for teen girls. It's been around for 7 decades. Now you'll hear what took place behind the scenes. From Pineapple Street Studios in Wondery comes the competition. Host Shima Oliahi was Nevada's contestant nearly 20 years ago. Now she is returning as a judge to find out what 2 weeks with 50 of the country's most ambitious teens can tell us about girlhood in America. What happens when the competitors are thrown into the deep end with the best and brightest? And how does surviving the competition prepare them for everything that comes after? Follow the competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcast. You can binge all episodes of the competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Callum isn't going to notice his liquor is missing.
Nah, I do this all the time.
I put water in it, and he goes on and on about how smooth it tastes. It's a perfect system.
Only a Cove Academy tailgate party would include a bottle of Stoli Elite.
Stoli Elite Himalayan Edition. This will run you $3,000 a pop.
Why can't we just drink passion fruit Smirnoff like normal kids?
Ugh, gross. Even I won't touch that stuff. Listen, Ella, about earlier, I feel like I was out of line.
We both were. Okay, I get it. I mean, he is your brother, and you want to believe he's a good guy.
He is a good guy, Elle. He's just a little complicated. A shitty communicator, kind of runs in the family.
Can we just drop it for now? Just have some fun.
Go!
Valerie! Hey! Ooh, Savannah, I love the crop top.
What's up, V? Hey, babe.
Oh, shit. Is that the Himalayan edition?
Hell yeah, it is.
Ugh, I love free gaming with expensive vodka. It's a more luxurious kind of drunk, you know?
What are you drinking, Easton?
What am I drinking, Savannah Banana?
Adaptogenic mushroom and CBD sparkling lemonade.
Is that actually healthy?
It's non-alcoholic. Should we do a toast? To Reed, hopefully not bringing shame to our family name?
To the Cove absolutely destroying Coral Canyon?
Cheers!
Val, are you writing a novel with your thumbs?
Ugh, sorry. It's Tam again.
I can't get over the way you're letting her manipulate you.
Toxic people, Valerie. We discussed this.
Do you guys think it would be crazy if she came down for the weekend just to talk?
Yes!
She cheated on you, Valerie. You don't owe her anything.
She wants to explain what happened.
She fucked someone else. What is there to explain?
She also hasn't respected any of your boundaries. I don't think she deserves your time, Val.
What's the big deal? We're just gonna talk about what happened.
The whole relationship was bizarre. Val, babe, let's stop being delusional. Turn off the phone and enjoy the day.
You're being mean.
I'm not. I'm looking out for you.
Oh, get over yourself. You just don't like Tam because she's the housekeeper's daughter.
That is ridiculous. I don't like her because she cheated on you. And I care about you.
This has nothing to do with me. You've had it out for Tam since day one.
I do not have time for your melodrama.
We are trying to have a fun tailgate here, ladies. Let's be civil.
Oof, I will never understand sisters.
We're cousins!
Okay, you two, let's all just take a deep breath and drink Callum's nice vodka, okay?
Easton, give me the bottle.
Easton? Why the fuck do you smell like my rich aunt? Is that Chanel number 5?
I stole this shirt from Reed's drawer this morning.
Why does Reed wear women's perfume?
He doesn't. He hides a bottle of our mom's perfume in his t-shirt drawer. Must have spilled or something.
That is the sweetest thing I've ever...
That is the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
I guess. But hey, anything goes in the dead mom club, right, Elle?
Yeah. Oh, shit, I fucked up. Val, the hoodie.
Oh my god. Hoodie gate.
Hoodie what?
I borrowed a hoodie from Reed and it smelled exactly like that. I thought it was another girl's perfume.
Well, look on the bright side. Only thing Reed is guilty of is being a very sad dude who misses his late mom.
A goal by Reed Royal! 2 points Coral Canyon, 1 point Cove Academy.
Do you have any idea what's going on?
No, but all the hottest guys at the school are currently half-naked and fighting over a ball, so I cannot look away.
Time out, Coral.
Hi, Callum! Everyone, scoot over.
What'd I miss?
Reed just scored.
Nice!
Where's Brooke?
She had a meeting in Calabasas with an advisor. She's revamping her lifestyle brand. How's Reed doing?
Oh, Reed is killing it, Dad.
It's nice seeing Easton and Callum talking like this. Callum is actually listening, and for once in his life, Easton isn't being a sarcastic asshole. Reed looks like a completely different person in the water. He is laser-focused on the match and his teammates. But every so often, he'll sneak a look up at the stands. I wonder if he wants to know if I'm watching.
Tied up at the half, Coral Canyon 4, Cove Academy.
Woo!
I'm gonna grab a hot dog from the concession stand. Does anyone need anything?
Can you get me a hot dog too, Daddy Royal? Oh, I'm starving.
Is she okay?
Oh, she's fine. And a hot dog. Are you okay?
Yes, a hot dog. I happen to enjoy hot dogs every few years or so.
It's all about balance, I guess. Grab me some water, please. Hey, Val. You good?
I don't know. You tell me. Is my hydro flask empty?
Wow. Empty. That is impressive. And slightly concerning.
I'm really good at drinking. It is one of my many talents.
Hey, Savannah. I think Valerie might be ready to go home.
No! You guys don't know me. I'm not ready to go home. It's the big game.
She's fine. Val, go get some water or something.
There's plenty of water! It's a pool!
You're yelling, Valerie. Keep your voice down.
We can tell secrets.
Sure. Tell us a secret.
Oh, I've got a good one. I've got a good one. Ella kissed Easton before she left town.
Valerie, what the fuck?
What?
Oh, shit.
And Tim is coming to visit next weekend, so fuck you, Savannah.
Is this true, Easton?
Savannah, this isn't what you think.
Did you kiss Ella?
Yeah, kinda. But we weren't really together.
Kinda? How do you kinda kiss someone?
It happened so quickly, I didn't know what was happening.
I kissed him, Savannah. Easton didn't do anything wrong.
What the fuck, Ella? I thought we were cool.
I'm sorry. It was an impulse thing after I saw Reed hooking up with Brooke and...
Ugh, okay, you, what the fuck? You know, I'm out. I do not accept this energy.
Savannah, wait!
Hey, where'd everybody go?
Oh, a hot dog! Thanks, Daddy Callum. You legit saved my life.
By one. If the cook can hold this lead, they will be our next state champion.
Callum, are you good? You're practically tap dancing right now.
What? No, I get so nervous watching.
Why?
I used to play at the Cove, believe it or not. My senior year, I was captain, and well, we lost the championship game. God, I remember how upset I was. I don't want that for Reed. Where were you, Easton?
Whoa, ho, Super Dad. I was dealing with girl drama.
This is the biggest game of your brother's high school career.
Jeez, never seen Dad so nervous.
He is a basket case. Is everything okay with Savannah?
Nope, but we will deal with that later.
Let's go, Reed! Come on, Reed!
Shot is blocked by Carlisle. Pass away. Royal suit. He scores! The Coat wins! The Coat!
Do you wish that was you?
Kind of. I miss hanging out with the team. But honestly, I felt like I was drowning out there.
Yeah. Seems like a lot of pressure.
Oh, no, like physically drowning. I'm not built to tread water for 2 hours. I'm all glamour muscles.
You're not wrong.
It would be nice to have my own thing, though, you know? Like Savannah has yoga, Reed has water polo, you have coffee, and being a badass. Now that I'm sober, I realize how much free time I have.
Well, what do you like to do? Like, what are you passionate about?
Honestly, female orgasm.
Okay, I see you.
But that's not, like, challenging for me anymore. Kind of already did my 10,000 hours with that.
Oh my god, did I date the wrong royal?
I have tried to tell you that, like, a million times.
Look, I'm sorry I kissed you like that when I left. That was manipulative, and if Savannah needs anyone to blame, it's definitely me.
I mean, I didn't exactly stop you, Elle.
Well, the kiss wasn't to hurt you or Savannah. It was 100% to hurt Reed. I see Reed across the beach with his team. He looks so happy, glowing in the light of the fire and the team's win. I've never seen him this happy before. I wonder if he's better off without me.
I'm serious about what I said earlier.
You should go talk to him.
No, he's surrounded by all his adoring fans.
He'd drop anything for you.
No, it's fine. We're hanging out, figuring your life out.
You know what? I can figure this out on my own. You go sort out your shit. Besides, I have an apology date to plan. See you back at the house.
After talking to Easton about the Brooke situation and learning the truth about the perfume, I wonder if it's finally time to give Reed a chance to tell me what happened in his words.
Hey.
Hey. Do you want to go for a walk? You were incredible today.
Yeah, it was a good game, huh?
Seriously, I might become a water polo fan.
I'd love that.
Callum was so funny. I've never seen him that stressed.
He's always like that when I play. He used to play for the Cove a million years ago, so I think he just gets really into it.
It's great. It's fun seeing him cheer you on, like a real dad.
Yeah. It means a lot that he comes to games now. For a while, after my mom died, he didn't come to anything.
As we walk, our hands brush. My breath catches in my throat for a moment. The perfume on the hoodie, I know it was your mom's.
God, that's so embarrassing.
Why didn't you just tell me?
That I keep a bottle of my mom's perfume hidden in a drawer? It feels like a little kid thing to do.
How long have you had it?
Since the day she died. I guess it must have spilled in the drawer, and the bottle was pretty old at this point.
You shouldn't feel embarrassed about wanting to have a memory of her. I talk to my mom's picture sometimes. We all do strange things to cope.
Yeah, we do, don't we?
I just wish you hadn't lied to me about it. You know I would understand.
Yeah, I know. I guess I thought... You already sort of hate my guts. I didn't want to give you... I don't know. Give you the ick, too.
No. You being vulnerable would never give me the ick, Reed.
I wasn't lying to you about Brooke.
I'm ready to hear you out. I need to, Reed, because... I can't stay away from you much longer. We stop walking for a moment, and he takes my face in his hands. In the moonlight, his eyes look like the ocean. Deep, dark blue, and endless. He leans in and kisses me softly. The kiss feels like it's been forever, and no time at all. I let myself melt into him, willingly and ready for the truth.
I've been waiting to tell you my side of the story for a long time.
Episode of The Royals of Malibu.
I know you're the only royal who still gives a fuck about me, Reed. I can tell that you know how shitty the situation is for me.
Yeah, I know. Hang on.
I don't know what I did to upset you, Reed. You're angry. You're destructive. Please, can you just throw me a bone here? I need to know what's going on with you guys.
Don't act like you weren't jealous, too. We were all jealous. When she started hooking up with you, I told her a royal romance was a bad idea. But she didn't listen to me, so I had to knock some sense into her.
Well, all of this shit is your fault!
Wait, you're gonna fight me now?
You made Ella think that you cheated on her, now she's gone. You're a disaster. You think you're a fighter, but when it comes to something that actually matters, you won't even step in the ring.
I never slept with Brooke. If you don't forgive me for all of this, it's okay, but I need you to know the truth. You are the only girl that matters to me.
The Royals of Malibu is a production of Diversion Audio in partnership with Pod People. Starring Alyssa McKay as Ella Sinclair, Chris Cafaro as Reed Royal, Nick Cafaro as Easton Royal, Armin Taylor as Callum Royal, Francesca Agramonte as Valerie Gonzalez, Hannah Montoya as Savannah Gonzalez, Burgundy Trejo Phoenix as Brooke Davidson, Edgar De Santiago as Isaac Delgado, Maura Vincent as Dinah O'Halloran, Erica Dawson as Maria Royal, Stephanie Sherry as Lucy and Margaret Sinclair, Jason E. Kelly as Private Investigator. Directed by Matt Sav. Written by Kiana Catty Blue and Lindsay Plussard. Produced by Amy Machado, Emma DeMuth, and Jacob Bronstein. Production management by Ashton Carter. Story development by Emma DeMuth and Jacob Bronstein. Editorial direction by Scott Waxman. Casting by Lindsay Plussard and Alex Vicmanis. Sound editing, sound design, and engineering by Michael Aquino, Morgan Foose, and Carter Wogan. Dialogue editing by Adam Raimonda. Theme music by Eric Zeiler. Associate producer, Shay Woditz. Consulting producers, Chris Cafaro and Nick Cafaro. Executive producers, Jacob Bronstein, Mark Francis, Rachel King, Alyssa McKay, Matt Sav, and Scott Waxman. For more information, visit diversionaudio.com.
Diversion Audio.